Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. If you've got time and you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening from, if you could give us a rate and review and a comment, helps us grow. And I can see the uptick in listeners, and we appreciate all the support from all over the world, actually. And I can't believe the amount of people that have jumped on. So I appreciate you all. Welcome if you're brand new, and of course, welcome back if you are returning. It's great to have some familiar listeners out there knowing what to expect, but also good to make new friends. So, how'd the Pelicans go? Well, the Pelicans returned to the Smoothie King Center after a tough defeat at the hands of the Jazz in overtime the other night, and were visited by the Dallas Mavericks, a team touted to be a contender in the West, much improved with the acquisition of Christian Wood, although the subtraction of Jalen Brunson. The Pelicans were told before game, and we knew they were questionable coming in. Brandon Ingram was out with concussion, and Zion out with that sore behind, and also Herb Jones was listed as out with the hyperextended knee. He twisted a little bend backwards, and it looked horrible, but he played the rest of the game out. Obviously, when you cool down, it's a little bit more tender, and they decided, well, no, let's give him a couple of days off, let him get his knee right, and we'll give him a rest. So in his place, with three starters out, started Jose in place, well, as point guard, then CJ, Najee stepped in for Herb, Trey Murphy in place of Brandon Ingram, and Jonas Valanciunas. Honestly, they'd written us off before we came in. It was a national game broadcast on TNT, so I bet they were stoked not to have a Luka v. Zion hype track that they could put in, because, you know, the national media froth that, and they like seeing the stars. That's why they put them on. Well, we said, no, we don't care whether you're on TNT. We're not putting our stars out there if they're not right to go. And I tell you what, we punched him in the mouth in the first quarter and continued to hold on, fought back at every single chance that they threw punches. We punched back, you know, fall down 11, get up 12 times, and managed to pull out a fantastic victory, 113-111. Probably a game that not many people expected to win on a Tuesday night, and without the three starters, and instead, it was a game for the ages, and what a fantastic victory it was. That takes us to 3-1 on the season. I saw a stat, it was something like it took 33 days for the Pelicans to win three games last year, and this year it's taken us six. So, not too bad, eh? That's improvement. And all credit to Willie Green and his coaching staff, and also the guys that had that next man up mentality. We managed to pull out a win against a guy that's widely viewed as one of the top players in the league, and he's a fantastic player in Luka Doncic. could absolutely win the MVP this year, depending on the Mavericks' results. And so far, 1-2 on the season for them. So they're going to have to pull their finger out and get to work. But a real testament win. And Willie Green, after the game, there's a video on Instagram that they put up, and it was opportunity versus obstacles. And when the chips are down and the guys are out, well, you need to see, well, yeah, okay, we've got a few hurdles to overcome. We're missing, 50 points worth out of two of the starters and the best defender. That's a big loss. That's a big hole, a couple of big holes to fill. And if you seize the opportunity and you take the minutes and you play in your role, you make Willie Green's job harder when they return. You're going to have to continue to give these guys minutes because they earned it and have shown what they can do. We saw that. We saw Dyson Daniels, the wonderful Australian 19-year-old who played some solid minutes and was fantastic, honestly, when he got the call up. Najee Marshall played absolutely phenomenal. I can't praise Najee anymore because he just played a great game. He clamped Luka. He was in everything. He was turning defense to offense. He was rotating. He was covering for other guys. And it's what you want when you're going against one of the best players. You want someone that's going to step up and take that burden. And that's what he did. And when he went off, Dyson came on and did the same thing. And for a rookie to go at Luka like that and clamped him and stole the ball from him a couple of times and hit a three, like a little step back, turnaround three, and that was pretty awesome. And a couple of layups. I was really impressed. So it was one of those games that you're just really proud of the guys. I think after the game, I was hyped. I was going, we deserved this. And I think the guys have worked that hard that it meant that we aren't afraid to take on these teams at full strength when we have guys out. It's a next man up mentality, and they seize that opportunity and really bank that awesome win. So let's go to quarter by quarter, because it was really a game of runs, and we started out with a blistering first quarter, 40 points to 31. Jose Alvarado was fantastic. I think he had 7 points in the first quarter. He was unbelievable. Najee was up and about. He was getting into it. Trey Murphy went perfect from the field, and we'll talk about that when we get to the box score, but he was blistering from outside, inside. He was giving him the pump fake and getting to the basket and putting the ball on the ground, which you love to see. Jonas started out really, really strong. He was giving him absolute hell after the nightmarish game he had last against the Jazz. And so CJ McCollum had 7 assists in the first quarter. You know, he was handing out dimes. I think we started at like 89% from the field the three quarters of the actual first quarter. And when you come out blistering like that, we were just picking holes in their defense, getting there, putting layups in. We're not a big three-point shooting team, as we know. So when they give you points in the paint, well, you go and take them. And we did that in spades, which was fantastic. Got out with that 9-point lead. Dallas, we knew they were going to respond. And whether you think the whistles started getting a bit more favorable one way or another, that's your own decision. I won't influence you after my last rant about the refs. That didn't, at the end of the day, you just play how they're reffing it. You adjust to the whistle. We ended up getting outscored 26-33, and they were right back in it. And all of a sudden, you say, well, okay, we knew they were going to make a run. We knew they weren't going to lie down. How do we respond from that? And you come out in the third quarter, and it's an arm wrestle, and they beat you in the third quarter, 25-21. And you're down in a hole, and you're sitting there going, oof, do we let go of the rope and get blown out? Or do we respond again? And in that fourth quarter, everyone stepped up. We saw Devontae Graham have a great second half. He led the second unit, well, that whatever sort of unit they had on. Larry Nance was great. Trey Murphy, as I said, was just unbelievable. Jose tweaked his ankle a bit and was a bit quieter in the second half, but Najee was fantastic. Dyson was fantastic. CJ, while a down game in terms of shooting percentages, he was getting people involved, and he's also a threat to score. And I think even on the off games where you have guys missing, defenses all of a sudden say, where is CJ McCollum? He hit a couple of good shots, but overall he was a bit down in his shooting percentages. But defenses have on their swivel, they go, where is the guy that's going to beat us? And you think of the all-star quality bloke, you go to CJ McCollum, which gave everyone else more opportunity, more space to operate, and they had to go one-on-one. And when you get those opportunities and you take them, and all of a sudden the defense is collapsing because you're driving into the basket, you've got that ability to kick out and hit big threes, and then they overreact, and all of a sudden they're spread thin. And so you drive in and you're able to get fouls and shoot free throws. And we saw that. And down the stretch, I think this time last year, if we were in this position, we lose that game. We lose that game 10 times out of 10. And if that's not growth from the coaching staff in terms of rotations, in terms of management, using timeouts and the like at the right time, putting the right guys in the right position and guys in the position to succeed, and also the players buying into that, well, I don't know what else, what it is. It's growth and improvement and trust. We saw CJ McCollum got knocked over. Willie Green ran off the sideline and picked him up. That's a team-first mentality. It doesn't matter who you are. You help each other out. And Trey Murphy said it perfectly in the post-game. He said, we have a all-score mentality. Everyone scores. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it is. You get that good to great. You know, you find the best person in the best position at the time to score the basket. We score. And that togetherness, I think you can feel. You can feel it as a supporter of this team. And I was very impressed with the guys to hold on to that and win. And despite some issue, like late turnover from CJ, there was a couple of missed free throws. DG missed one. There was a few things that didn't go our way. We managed to hold on, and they get the last shot. Luka Doncic, who had just been run ragged the whole game, ends up missing a fadeaway three, well short. So, we live to fight another day, and it doesn't matter how you win it. If you win ugly, you win pretty, whatever. If you're in Sports Center top 10 or you're not, doesn't matter. Win's a win. Now we have three and only one loss. It's a pretty good result so far. And there's plenty more teams coming up that we can beat as well. So we actually get a day off and then we play Friday. But we're going to go to the team comparison. I know I got a bit hyped after that, but if we have a look at the numbers behind it all, we hit 12 of 27 from 3, 44% to their 12 of 39. We haven't been a big 3-point shooting team. It's probably about average what we've been shooting. Dallas, 50% from the field. We were 57% for the whole game, 44 of 76. Nearly 58% essentially from the field for the whole game. I mean, come on, you got your two of your best scorers out and your best defender, and you're managing to pull that out. Don't know. We'll chew on that, hey? 72% from the free throw line, 13 of 18. They had 17 of 24, left a few at the table. 25 assists, which I love for us. And when you're moving the ball, I think CJ had 12 assists himself. When you're moving the ball side to side, the ball moves faster than the defense or a player. So you move it left to right, you test people out, and then you can get a good good option and make the defense. It only takes one person to make a mistake, and the defense collapses. We lost the rebound battle, which I think is the first time we've done that this season. What else happened? Points off turnovers, 20 to 18. So very even. It's all about when the turnovers happen, isn't it? You know, it doesn't matter really how many you have. I mean, obviously it makes it harder if you have a heap, but if you have these live ball turnovers that allows the defense to just wander in and now you can't do the take foul, get a 2-point bucket or a 3-point transition, that's where you get buried. But if you're able to stem the turnovers or turnovers and it goes out of bounds where you can go and get set at the other end, that's a better result. If you know, the best result is that you just don't turn it over, but you get what I mean. Over at the box score, as I said, the starters, Najee, Trey, Jonas, CJ, Jose, Najee Marshall, 33 minutes, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 6 of 9 shooting. Missed his 2 3-pointers, but was getting some good looks. Plus 14 on the night. He was actually our best in plus minus. Played a great game. And I tweeted Najee low-key played outstanding. He played high-key outstanding. He played whatever key you want. Whole piano. He was fantastic. Trey Murphy, 36 minutes. He had 22 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. And he went 8 of 8 from the field, 4 of 4 from 3. And he was just lights out. And we saw the emergence of him in the first few games. And I think this was a real bursting onto the scene game for him. He did it on the biggest stage, being national TV against a side that's meant to thrash us because we didn't have starters. He comes in and smokes them. And what more can you ask from a guy, second-year player, who just come out and filled his role, who was the replacement for Brandon Ingram? You got your 20 points from someone. Yeah, you know, I think we had 8 players in double digits, which is just fantastic. And Trey Murphy was leading from the front with that. JV had 13 and 7 in 22 minutes and a couple of assists and a block, big block actually, 5 of 9. What we saw from him, and the reason he had less minutes is because they decided to go with Maxi Kleber, being a smaller big man who shoots the ball, which stretches Jonas out. Instead, went with Larry, who's been playing big minutes. No, actually, not really. He's only 23, but played a fair bit. We also had Jackson Hayes return, so went a bit more athletic and with that switching defense. So that's why we only saw 22 minutes of him. CJ, 35 minutes. He had 14 points and 11, 6 of 20 shooting. I know that's what we, 1 of 5 from 3. Hit his free throw, which was nice. But when you have games like that and then you end up giving an 11 assist night, that's the silver lining, is that you recognize that your shot's off, so you get everyone else involved. And that's all you can ask, is create for others. Be that threat to score, whether it's going to go in or not. But if you can then find your teammate who's in a better position, who has the hot hand, aka Trey Murphy, well, there you go. That's all right by me. Jose, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals, 6 of 8 shooting, 1 of 3 from 3, plus 12 on the night. He was good, tweaked his ankle a little bit, but he played the game out, so I don't know whether or not we'll have any more lingering effects from that, but fingers crossed we don't, and he's fine, because we don't need any more injuries. Devontae Graham had 27 minutes. He had 14 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 4 of 10 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3. Missed a couple of late free throws, but honestly, he punished him and became a threat to score. He was aggressive. And when DG is aggressive, that's when he plays his best basketball. And, you know, he's good. He's good for some points if you give him the opportunity. And it was next man up mentality. He got that. Of course, he's a smaller guy. He's going to get hammered on the other end. But his defense has been really good, I think, in the last few games, considering how small he is. But he was solid again tonight. Dyson Daniels, first proper set of minutes, 22 minutes. He had 11 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and a block. If you got him in fantasy, you're lucky, because he played very well. 4 of 5 from the field. Hit his 2 free throws. Hit a 3-pointer. Minus 18 on the night, but I don't know how, because he put Luka in hell with a couple of delicious steals on him. Larry Nance, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 of 6 from the field. Hit his 3-pointer, was very good, defended the hell out of it. He's vocal down there, which we love, and keeps the guys in check. Jackson Hayes, again, he's still working back from that that elbow injury. Found himself in a bit of traffic often. Had 0 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, missed his 1 shot, which was a 3-point attempt, and his 2 free throws. Look, Jackson looks like he's been asked to play a different role. He was coming off, he plays on the perimeter now. He's been coming off screens and the like with 3-point attempts and the like. And he's working back from an elbow injury. It's hard, I suppose, when you've got to shoot the ball and your elbow's a bit crooked. But I think we'll see. It'll come, I think. I think there's lineups that he will be able to thrive in. And I'm sure Willie Green will want to work him in. And whether or not he... he manages to convert that into meaningful contribution, well, who knows? But fingers crossed he gets that confidence and can work himself back to full health. And then Billy Sebron and G Temp didn't, coach's decision didn't play, and then we had all the injured guys. So all in all, good game for the Dallas team. Dinwiddie had 24, Luca 37, 11 and 7, did everything, two steals and a block, fantastic for fantasy as well. But 16 of 30, I mean, he was just chucking them. 23 points for Christian Wood off the bench. And, you know, one big L for them. So, victory for the Pelicans. Fantastic. We'll go to a break now. When I come back, we will finish recapping it, do a couple of final remarks on that, and then we will preview the next game coming up on Friday night. We get a couple of days off, Saturday morning for me. And is it a later game?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Very much hope so. It's Friday night, yeah. 10 a.m. for me. Oof, not bad. I'll be back after this. Okay, listeners, it's time to talk a little fantasy hoops. Do you remember who led you to Tyrese Halliburton, DeJounte Murray, Terry Rozier, and Mikal Bridges before any other rank list? That's right, it was the Brewski 150, and you probably turned those huge wins into some cash, didn't you? Great. Well, the Brewski 150 is now available to all Fantasy Monthly members, including the extremely affordable Fantasy Pass at just $5.99 a month. Head to sportsethos.com to upgrade to a Fantasy Pass now and dominate your drafts. Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Before the break, we discussed the fantastic victory, 111 to 113 victory over the Mavericks at home. Smoothie King Center looked like it was rocking, which you love to see. Now, final remarks before we move on and preview the game against the Suns coming up on Friday night. I was really impressed with the guys, honestly, and to have this team first mentality and to have the Pelicans committee reform and deliver like they did. Again, I say it's a testament to the coaching staff. I say it's a testament to the culture that we're building, and it shows that we're on the right path. And it also puts the league on notice because you're playing in front of a national audience. They're expected to see Brandon Ingram and Zion and CJ just dominate, and they're like, oh my gosh, look at these guys. And instead you see a bit of a ragtag assortment of players off the bench who are playing bigger roles. And you realize that we actually have the depth that has been debated over the offseason. We have been able to cover for one another. And I think that's a really good thing and a testament to the players for getting themselves in the best position possible and in the best form possible to then proceed to have that on-court success when the chips are down. And when opportunity arises, these guys have taken it with both hands. I thought Najee was great, Jose great, Dyson great, Trey Murphy was fantastic. And that's because it's earned, because they've worked hard, they've earned those minutes. And when you earn them and you take them, it's even sweeter, and we cheer for these guys. You know, we're excited for these guys to succeed. So I was really, really impressed with how it all came together, and I'm so happy for guys like Dyson and Trey and Najee, Jose, for really stamping their name on this game and pulling this win out, because without all those guys, Devontae Graham as well is another guy that I failed to mention there. They came out and they wanted to play. And when that happens, you have to be proud of them. Because, well, you don't have to be, but it feels good to be proud of them, because it's a team that you're like, yeah, their backs are against the wall. And instead of lying down, they came out and they punched him in the first and they didn't stop punching. And that's what you want to see. So, really impressive win for the guys. We're on to the Suns on Friday night. That'll be a 9 p.m. game, I guess, late one, because it's 10 a.m. for me, and based on basic maths, well, I think that's how it works out. They're 3-1 as well. We know that we have a bit of a rivalry with them, a bit of spite from the end of last year. We want to come out and we want to slap these guys around. We don't lie down to them. I know they took on the Warriors today and they ended up smashing them. Klay Thompson got ejected. They were all scrapping. I don't know if they have another game in between, but it'd be good if they did, and then we get a bit of extra rest versus them. Looks like they get a bit of a rest too, so their next game is Friday. We don't lie down on this one. If Brandon's back, they say it's at least 24 hours to get through the concussion protocol. Hopefully his head's all right and he can be back on the court soon. Hopefully Zion can get that bruise to go down and his back and Herb's knee is all right. Because if we come in at full strength, I think we can slap this team. I have no fear of the Suns at all. And it might be famous last words. We might come back and say, oh, wow, they did do a number on us. But I think we're better than them. I honestly do. I'm not scared of them at all. I think Devin Booker is a very good player, but I'm not scared of him. I'm not scared of Chris Paul, and I'm not scared of DeAndre Ayton. And I'm definitely not scared of their bench. So I think they're worse than they were when we played them. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens here, and I'm backing our guys in to have a good game. And I think the growth that we got from playing them last year is going to be very apparent. And I also think it's going to add a level of spite, because we took them to 6 games, and the 2 games that we there were 2 games that we dropped that we probably should have won. So I mean, it's food for thought. I'm excited to see this one. I'm very, very keen to sit down and enjoy this game. I think it's going to be really good. So, enjoy that. That's coming up. I think we might leave it at that. Honestly, overall, great game. Great victory. I think everyone played their role and did their thing. I think Willie Green coached from the front, which is what you want to see. Really got those guys playing well. And we'll be back on, I suppose, Saturday. I guess for me, it's Friday night. There'll probably be an episode at some point, and we'll go from there. So, that being said, this has been the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank. Give us a rate and review if you have time, and stay safe, of course. Look after each other, and bye for now.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.